Good morning. I'm Devin Deegan.
I'm Michael Kondolian.
And I'm Mariah Bronk. Thanks for joining us for a special Bear Facts show, where we're getting ready to celebrate homecoming here at Bishop Garrigan High School.
This year's homecoming theme is Welcome to the Jungle, and as always, we'll have special dress-up days throughout the week. Monday is Jungle Day, while Tuesday we'll be dressing up as our favorite celebrities. Wednesday is the traditional class color day, with the seniors in black, the juniors in white, the sophomores in blue, and the freshmen in yellow. Thursday, we'll have Safari Day, and Friday, we'll show our school pride with Black and Gold Day.
A big class competition is always part of homecoming. All four classes will be creating hoops and banners and a presentation for a special assembly on Friday. The class competition also includes the Battle of the Classes on Wednesday, where we'll compete at games ranging from kickball and tug-of-war to trivia and hot dog eating. There's also points for all the dress-up days and bonus points for the class that cheers the loudest at the pep rally Wednesday night.
We'll be voting for the homecoming king and queen on Monday. This year's homecoming queen candidates are Olivia Vasky, Johanna Vasky, Katie Simon, Kelsey Hovey, and Sophia Granginette. The king candidates are Landon Studer, Cameron Langerman, Zach Kibbe, Will Kellner, and Zach Bolter. We'll be crowning the king and queen Wednesday night at 7 p.m. in the Friedman Auditorium.
While the Golden Bear football team is the only team that's at home during homecoming week, the other teams are pretty close. The volleyball team will be playing up at North Union on Tuesday night, and the cross-country team is running at Emmitsburg on Monday. The cheerleaders will also hold their annual cheer clinic before the football game on Friday.
The other big events for homecoming week are on Friday. We'll begin the day with the traditional homecoming mass. Garrigan alumnus Father Tim Johnson will be returning to offer the homily. Later that morning, we'll have a special assembly for skits, and at 2 p.m., the homecoming parade will head down State Street. The big homecoming dance will follow the game on Friday night.
We'll be kicking off homecoming week with a special reception honoring Father Cecil Friedman, Sister Janet Gates, and Father Victor Raymaker. Sister Janet and Father Raymaker recently retired from their duties with the Garrigan school system. And of course, Father Friedman was the longest-serving superintendent in our school's history, and he continues to help us out years after he officially retired. The retirement reception will be at the KC Hall in Algona, Sunday afternoon from 2 to 4 p.m.
This past week, the school got the results of ACT tests that our students took in the past year. While individual results are confidential, the overall school results are one of the ways we show how our students compare with other schools. The 2015 ACT scores were really very good. Garrigan students had an average ACT score of 24, which was well above both the state and national averages. We did especially well in English, writing skills, and in math.
Some of the success on the ACT probably comes from the fact that about two-thirds of Garrigan students earn college credit while they're still in high school. Several college credit courses are available without even leaving the building, and students also take classes at the Algona Center of Iowa Lakes. The most popular college classes include statistics and several psychology classes. The students also earn college credit for calculus, math for liberal arts, and various composition courses.
Our senior spotlight this week shines on one of our homecoming queen candidates, Kelsey Hovey. Here to tell you about her is Carolyn Baxter.
Kelsey Hovey is an Algona native who keeps busy with sports year-round. Her biggest activity is probably softball, where she's won All-State, All-District, and All-Conference honors. She's also an important part of the basketball team, and she's run cross-country all through school, and she's also lettered in track. Aside from sports, Kelsey keeps busy with service projects and Christian leadership in action. She plans to major in marketing in college, and we wish her all the best after high school.
On our Golden Bear calendar this week, the cross-country team is running in the CYO meet at Holstein today. There's also a volleyball tournament in Emmitsburg, and the All-State music auditioners are rehearsing in Belmont.
Tomorrow afternoon is the retirement reception for Father Freeman, Sister Janet, and Father Raymaker. The event is at 2 p.m. at the Algona KC Hall.
Homecoming week begins Monday. That night, the cross-country team runs at Emmitsburg. There's also JV volleyball at Lake Mills, and the JV football team hosts Mason City Newman.
Tuesday, the volleyball team plays at North Union. Then Wednesday, we'll have the homecoming Battle of the Classes. Wednesday night at 7 o'clock is the big coronation and pep rally.
The school board meets on Thursday. Friday morning, we'll have homecoming mass. The parade is at 2 o'clock Friday afternoon, and that night, the Golden Bears take on Mason City Newman. We'll have the homecoming dance following the game.
Finally, this week, we're offering our prayers for Garrigan freshman Bryce Capacious, who was diagnosed with cancer this past week. We want Bryce and his whole family to know we're praying for them, and we're here to help out in any way we can.
That's the Bear Facts for this week. Thanks for tuning in, and be sure to catch the show again next week for more news from Bishop Garrigan High School.